6.2- Combination Vehicle Air Brakes. You should study Section 5, Air Brakes, before reading this. In combination vehicles, the braking system has parts to control the trailer brakes, in addition to the parts described in Section 5. These parts are described below. 6.2.1- Trailer Hand Valve. The trailer hand valve, also called the trolley valve or Johnson bar, works the trailer brakes. The trailer hand valve should be used only to test the trailer brakes. Do not use it in driving because of the danger of making the trailer skid. The foot brake sends air to all of the brakes on the vehicle, including the trailers. There is much less danger of causing a skid or jackknife when using just the foot brake. Never use the hand valve for parking because all the air might leak out, unlocking the brakes in trailers that don't have spring brakes. Always use the parking brakes when parking. If the trailer does not have spring brakes, use wheel chocks to keep the trailer from moving. 6.2.2- Tractor Protection Valve. The tractor protection valve keeps air in the tractor or truck brake system should the trailer break away or develop a bad leak. The tractor protection valve is controlled by the trailer air supply control valve in the cab. The control valve allows you to open and shut the tractor protection valve. The tractor protection valve will close automatically if air pressure is low, in the range of 20 to 45 psi. When the tractor protection valve closes, it stops any air from going out of the tractor. It also lets the air out of the trailer emergency line. This causes the trailer emergency brakes to come on, with possible loss of control. Emergency brakes are covered later. 6.2.3- Trailer Air Supply Control. The trailer air supply control on newer vehicles is a red 8-sided knob, which you use to control the tractor protection valve. You push it in to supply the trailer with air, and pull it out to shut the air off and put on the trailer emergency brakes. The valve will pop out, thus closing the tractor protection valve when the air pressure drops into the range of 20 to 45 psi. Tractor protection valve controls, or emergency valves, on older vehicles may not operate automatically. There may be a lever rather than a knob. The normal position is used for pulling a trailer. The emergency position is used to shut the air off and put on the trailer emergency brakes. 6.2.4- Trailer Air Lines. Every combination vehicle has two air lines, the service line and the emergency line. They run between each vehicle, tractor to trailer, trailer to dolly, dolly to second trailer, etc. Next page, page 6-5. Service airline. The service line, also called the control line or signal line, carries air which is controlled by the foot brake or the trailer handbrake. Depending on how hard you press the foot brake or hand valve, the pressure in the service line will similarly change. The service line is connected to relay valves. These valves allow the trailer brakes to be applied more quickly than would otherwise be possible. Emergency airline. The emergency line, also called the supply line, has two purposes. First, it supplies air to the trailer air tanks. Second, the emergency line controls the emergency brakes on combination vehicles. Loss of air pressure in the emergency line causes the trailer emergency brakes to come on. The pressure loss could be caused by a trailer breaking loose, thus tearing apart the emergency air hose. Or it could be caused by a hose, metal tubing, or other part breaking, letting the air out. When the emergency line loses pressure, it also causes the tractor protection valve to close. The air supply knob will pop out. Emergency lines are often coated with the color red, red hose, red couplers, or other parts, to keep from getting them mixed up with the blue service line. 6.2.5- Hose Couplers, Glad Hands. Glad Hands are coupling devices used to connect the service and emergency airlines from the truck or tractor to the trailer. The couplers have a rubber seal, which prevents air from escaping. Clean the couplers and rubber seals before a connection is made. When connecting the glad hands, press the two seals together with the couplers at a 90-degree angle to each other. A turn of the glad hand attached to the hose will join and lock the couplers. When coupling, make sure to couple the proper glad hands together. To help avoid mistakes, colors are sometimes used. Blue is used for the service lines and red for the emergency supply lines. Sometimes, metal tags are attached to the lines with the words service and emergency stamped on them. See Figure 6.6. If you do cross the air lines, supply air will be sent to the service line instead of going to charge the trailer air tanks. Air will not be available to release the trailer spring brakes, parking brakes. If the spring brakes don't release when you push the trailer air supply control, check the airline connections. Next, we see an image that reads, emergency line red. Check for cracks. Service line, blue. Truck line, trailer line. Figure 6.6. Older trailers do not have spring brakes. If the air supply in the trailer air tank has leaked away, there will be no emergency brakes, and the trailer wheels will turn freely. If you cross the air lines, you could drive away, but you wouldn't have trailer brakes. This would be very dangerous. Always test the trailer brakes before driving with the hand valve or by pulling the air supply, tractor protection valve control. Pull gently against them in a low gear to make sure the brakes work. Some vehicles have dead end or dummy couplers to which the hoses may be attached when they are not in use. This will prevent water and dirt from getting into the coupler and the air lines. Use the dummy couplers when the air lines are not connected to a trailer. If there are no dummy couplers, the glad hands can sometimes be locked together, depending on the couplings. It is very important to keep the air supply clean. Next page, page 6-6. 6.2.6- Trailer Air Tanks. Each trailer and converter dolly has one or more air tanks. They are filled by the emergency supply line from the tractor. They provide the air pressure used to operate trailer brakes. Air pressure is sent from the air tanks to the brakes by relay valves. The pressure in the service line tells how much pressure the relay valves should send to the trailer brakes. The pressure in the service line is controlled by the brake pedal and the trailer handbrake. It is important that you don't let water and oil build up in the air tanks. If you do, the brakes may not work correctly. Each tank has a drain valve on it, and you should drain each tank every day. If your tanks have automatic drains, they will keep most moisture out. But you should still open the drains to make sure. 6.2.7- Shutoff valves. Shutoff valves, also called cutout cocks, are used in the service and supply air lines at the back of trailers used to tow other trailers. These valves permit closing the air lines off when another trailer is not being towed. You must check that all shutoff valves are in the open position except the ones at the back of the last trailer, which must be closed. 6.2.8- Trailer Service. Parking and emergency brakes. Newer trailers have spring brakes, just like trucks and truck tractors. However, converter dollies and trailers built before 1975 are not required to have spring brakes. Those that do not have spring brakes have emergency brakes, which work from the air stored in the trailer air tank. The emergency brakes come on whenever air pressure in the emergency line is lost. These trailers have no parking brake. The emergency brakes come on whenever the air supply knob is pulled out or the trailer is disconnected. A major leak in the emergency line will cause the tractor protection valve to close and the trailer emergency brakes to come on. But the brakes will hold only as long as there is air pressure in the trailer air tank. Eventually, the air will leak away and then there will be no brakes. Therefore, it is very important for safety that you use wheel chocks when you park trailers without spring brakes. You may not notice a major leak in the service line until you try to put the brakes on. Then, the air loss from the leak will lower the air tank pressure quickly. If it goes low enough, the trailer emergency brakes will come on. Subsection 6.2. Test your knowledge. 1. Why should you not use the trailer hand valve while driving? 2. Describe what the trailer air supply control does. 3. Describe what the service line is for. 4. What is the emergency airline for? 5. Why should you use chocks when parking a trailer without spring brakes? 6. Where are shutoff valves? These questions may be on your test. If you can't answer them all, reread subsection 6.2.